to till or not to till your garden?
Sure. So we're going to go ahead and talk about, you know, in the ground garden and possibly even raised beds.
Yeah, some people till the raised beds.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I thought you just kind of turned it over. Okay. So you make this decision for your garden. This is your decision, but we have obviously come up with some information for you. So the first questions that you need to ask is why do people till the garden?
Oh, there's a couple of reasons why people till the garden. One is for convenience, and they think it's an easier way to loosen the soil up to get the soil prepped for the growing season.
Right. So it's going to loosen the soil. It's also going to mix organic matter in the soil. So some people who till their garden will take some sort of nutrients, whether that be their own compost or
bulk compost,
whatever, to mix that organic material in. They'll also add like coffee grounds, whatever, to get that all mixed in. So that is one reason to mix the organic matter in. But tilling can cause damage.
Yeah, people are not familiar with it. They just think, okay, I'm going to till each year. I do it every year, twice a year. Sometimes, you know, whenever it's weeding time, I'll run the tiller through. And they want to go down very deep because they think the more depth in which we till, the better the soil quality is. And we get that all mixed together and the roots will be loose and everything will be great. But that's not necessarily the case.
So you want to do more of a surface till.
If you're going to till, yeah. Because you do not the more tilling one chooses to do, in some instances, it can be more damaging to the soil on a number of different levels.
Right. So that's something that you want to think about because, for one, there is a natural ecosystem going on in your soil. So it's found this balance, and it's things like the decomposers, like the worms, the other decomposers, like the different fungus, smaller decomposers, like the good nematodes, how many times can I see decomposers?
Right.
But decomposers like that. So when you till, you do kind of shake it up a little bit for them.
Yeah, you mess up the balance in which they have already in the garden. Now, also the other thing is whether you till, if you've got a large garden, many people will go in with a rototiller and till the soil up. But what that can do is, one, that can cause more weeds because, one, you're allowing the seeds to surface and be undormant. Some seeds can lay in the ground for up to 80 years. And then once you till, you've brought those that are 8 or 9 or 10 inches down back to the surface or into loose soil. They get warmth, they get sunlight, they get water, and they begin to grow. And it can be very overwhelming. And then if you do have a lot of weeds in your garden and you choose to till, what you are doing is you are actually planting more weeds because the tiller tines cut up the roots, and many of these crops propagate by root divisions. So now instead of having 80 weeds in a path, you've chopped them up, and now you realistically and literally have 800, 1,000 weeds because all of these foot-long chunks are now chopped up into dozens of segments, which are now going to regrow and repopulate that area in which you were trying to get rid of the roots to begin with.
Right. So that is definitely something you want to consider, is how you're going to till, mess up the ecosystem, and then create more weeds.
And whether you till or not, there's a certain time in which you should be in the garden and other times where you should leave that soil alone.
Right.
If it's too damp
that's
or wet,
be a problem, and that's because you're going to basically just be tilling chunks of wet mud.
Yeah, and it will actually damage the soil structure to the point where it's not going to be very absorbent with that moisture throughout the growing season. The way you know if it is okay to till or spade or work in the garden is if you take a clump of soil and wad it up in your hand to make a ball. Take the other hand and poke it with your finger. If it gently breaks apart, yeah, good time to either till or work the soil. If it doesn't and it just is a mud ball, that's not the time that you get away. Because don't even walk in the garden because the compression is greater in that instance than it would be if the soil was bone dry.
Right. So that is something that you want to keep in mind. Let's talk about worms.
Okay.
So worms are very important to your soil. They bring nutrients from down to 8 feet deep. They circulate all that nutrients. They break up the organic matter. They feed your soil. They aerate your soil. They do a lot of good things for your soil. So when you till, you take a chance of chopping those poor little worms up.
And they may be the most important portion or important thing of your whole garden. Without worms, you don't have a very good soil structure because the worms aerate the soil and allow oxygen. Plants need oxygen, the roots do, as well as it allows water to percolate through the soil much more easily than if it was just a block of, you know, soil with no worms in it at all.
Right. So you want to keep that in mind, that these worms are living in your soil. So one thing you can do to come, if you're like, I'm just going to till, this is what I do, this is what I've done.
And we're not telling you
can't. We're not telling you can't do that, but we're just trying to tell you how to do it. Be more conscious and smarter about it. So what you can do is you can take your tiller, and turn it on and set it next to wherever you're going to till for, I don't know, like a couple minutes. And worms sense vibration, and when they see that vibration or feel that vibration, they typically will go deeper in the soil. They, that way they stay safe. That's what they do when it rains. They also feel the vibration from the rain, and then they go deeper into the soil. So when you turn your tiller next to where you're going to till, the worms will sense that. They're going to go deeper into the soil. I mean, the smart ones will.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so then that way you can till without having to worry about cutting up too many of your worm friends.
So that is, like, those are some of the things you need to be aware of if you're going to go to the expense of tilling the soil. Maybe you don't even have a till on your thing, and maybe I should till. It's a decision that each gardener needs to make. However, there is an expense up front for the tiller, and then if it's a gas tiller, you got maintenance and oil and gas. If it's an electric tiller, you've got to figure out the maintenance or the life expectancy of that particular piece of equipment. And where you see our garden on the WisconsinVegetableGardener.com and our YouTube channel, the Wisconsin Vegetable Gardener, for many years, we've got up to this year, 1,800 square feet in the backyard of Holly's mom's backyard. And we don't own a tiller. That was all done and has continued to be utilized and soil loosened by a garden fork and a shovel. However, we're transitioning to raised beds to get away from the weed issue that we've developed and cannot get away from, and we do not want to use harmful chemicals. So that's the tilling portion. Now, the question we all should ask is, should we till? And we want to think about this. We want to think, how does nature naturally get things to grow? They don't have tillers or gnomes going in the forest loosening soil up.
Right. So you want to keep that in mind, is how does nature do it? And the trees or the leaves fall from the trees and or the plants or whatever, and the plants typically at some point will fall over as well when those plants are become perished. So nature builds kind of its own soil structure, and we've mimicked that with adding leaves from the trees around us in the fall and covering the garden with those leaves to build essentially what would be a till-less garden.
Yeah, and whenever we're talking about soil, even whether you till or you don't till, you always want to cover that soil. You want to mimic nature, because without the covering of the soil, and we've all seen this, the water, rain, snow, all that creates valleys and starts pulling the soil off of the surface. As well as if you leave soil bare over the summer and even the winter, it gets weathered and you see the depletion of the nutrients in the soil. Just visually, it becomes a different color. So we want to cover that soil, whether it's chemical-free, seed-free grass clippings, use of leaves, or straw or anything like that, throughout the growing season as mulch, and or during the off season, during winter, or without if it's just a fallow bed. So we want to cover those things up and keep that in mind. So with a raised bed, there's not nearly the amount or for some people the necessary requirements to till as potentially a ground garden would be. With the raised bed, whenever the soil gets depleted and you've gone down 2 or 3 inches, you can just top that soil on top of the bed. And even with raised beds, or even with a traditional ground garden, some people do not till. They simply bring in compost and layer 1 or 2 inches of soil on top of the grow beds, naturally let the worms, the microbes, the bugs pull that soil down, as well as the water.
That is a really good method.
Percolate down.
Yeah, and that's how you you can help build your soil, build your beds, especially if you live in an area maybe you don't have access to a lot of leaves.
And it's easy because you don't have to till. You just layer it. I mean, there's some expense, but with anything in life, any kind of activity, there's expense. So, you know, it's something you can think about and look at when it comes to the methods of tilling or not tilling.
For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.